You know, I'm Goldilocks when it comes to my creature comforts, but when I spent one night on Quince's European linen sheets, I immediately understood what all the fuss was about. I slipped into bed that night and I thought, bliss, this is just right. These linen sheets are light and breathable, which makes sleeping in warmer weather truly comfortable. And they somehow, miraculously, get softer with every wash. They are a dream come true, my friends. When Quince sent me their linen sheet set and pillowcases, they completely transformed my summertime cozy. On top of being luscious, these sheets are also effortless, but look totally elevated. The quality is everything you'd hope for. The sheets are soft, they're breathable, and they're well made without the usual markup because Quince works directly with the makers. So we're not paying for all the extra steps in the supply chain. Quince has cut out the middlemen. Small town fam, if you're ready to upgrade your sleep experience, I highly recommend giving Quince's bedding a try. Let your bed match the season with cool, relaxed bedding from Quince. All you have to do is go to quince.com/smalltowndicks and you'll get free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/smalltowndicks to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/smalltowndicks. Do it.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
Hey, small town super fam. How are you? How was New Year's Eve? Did you celebrate? Were you like me and you went to bed at 9? You know, I have no shame anymore. I'm fine with it. I feel like I welcome the new year, but I also don't need to stay up until 12:30 just to say, hey, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Because when I wake up on January the 1st, guess what? I can say it then and it'll still be January 1st. I'm lucky because I have with me Detective Dan.
Hello there. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I have Detective Dave.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I also have a thing about, okay, by like January 5th, you can stop saying that. Because honestly, sometimes it goes on till March. You're like, we're good. It's all right. We're in. But we've done a New Year's resolution bonus episode in the past. And so it's a tradition that our fans seem to enjoy. I thought we would revisit it. Dan, why don't you go first? Any New Year's resolutions?
I just want to keep practicing my parkour.
Running up the wall.
I don't parkour.
Parkour.
I think for me, you know, we've been building this house for a couple of years now, and it's been a long process. I've kind of stopped exercising because we were just doing so much on the house. And so I want to get back to where I was around our wedding. I got some work to do. Full body wellness.
That I think is sort of the mandate. Full body wellness. That's a good one. It's also a full-time job.
Certainly is.
What about you, Dev?
I think last year, one of my resolutions was to stop interrupting people so much.
Oh.
In retrospect, I think mixed results. Certainly went in waves. I know I've been a handful for a few years. I'm aware of that, but I'm working on that part. I think this year, it's just to be a little bit more measured. I really feel like I've kind of been a hothead. And so I want to be more mindful about my response to things that I disagree with. And that's a weakness that I've had for a long time, but it's time to start working on it. So I already started the workout thing. I'm good there, but I've had a couple of negative interactions with people over the last year. I don't know if it's mixed communication or what. It's not even people that I'm really close to. It's just, you know, odd interactions where I think we just got to kind of leave some of the toxicity behind. That's where I kind of need to be for my own sanity. But yeah, just being more mindful about how I interact with people. I think that's something I could use some work on.
Cool. It's funny because you guys always say that good police work is a sales job. It's a public relations job where as much as you investigate, it's important to continue to maintain the trust of your community, right? And I feel like you're already so good at that, but I'm not in your head, so I get it.
I think that's part of the problem. I'm in my own head.
Oh, sure. That's a bad neighborhood. Listen, I know for myself.
I'm not trying to take it to negative town. I'm like, this is something that I could work on and probably make a difference in my own life and some others. That's what I kind of want to do.
Yeah, I get that.
What about you, Yardley?
I sort of long stopped making actual resolutions where I feel like this is a box I want to check. I do have a couple of things that are coming down the pipeline professionally this year that, because it's how I'm wired, I'll give my all to, and that I hope will be really successful, you know? But the PS is, or a little asterisk to that comment is, I hope that I'm able to be flexible about my interpretation of success, you know? So I'm launching a new podcast, right? We won't go into more detail than that at the moment, but if I have a preconceived notion of what the success of that podcast looks like, but it ends up looking differently or doesn't take off as quickly, or it turns out like, you know what, this isn't actually the thing I want to do and I stop doing it, that I don't consider the whole journey a failure. I'm pretty good at not doing that now. Back in my younger years, I was not good at that. You know, everything had to be this massive win and there was no gradient scale of what success meant. It was all or nothing. And that's just no way to live. It's a zero-sum game. It's a recipe for heartache and disappointment. So I look forward to the journey. I'm more interested in the destination kind of person. Didn't really give a fuck about the journey so much. I'm trying to embrace the journey a little more. In the second half of my life, I hope I continue to make time for painting. I've started painting. I really love it. Who knew?
I love them. They're pretty good.
Dan and I did get some of them framed, and I actually am working on one now. I've learned a lot from it that I think could be a template for the painting I'll do for you, Dev.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I've done a smaller version, and I think like, okay, this could be good.
I'm pretty good at coloring inside the lines in the coloring books, but that's where my artistic prowess ends. It's over with after that.
I don't believe that's true, but I have a real affinity for detail. Like, I love detail. It's why I'm the last pass on the edits of our podcast. It's why I like intricate patterns in knitting. Not too intricate, because if you fuck up, it's impossible to peel it back and then start. Ugh, that can be a real drag. And with the painting, I don't do abstract things. I do things that I'll go, oh, that is a lemon. Not, what is that thing? That's just not my style. So I like how it occupies my brain that way.
It's working out for you.
Thanks. Well, I think that's great. Maybe we'll do a sort of check-in in July to see how our resolutions are going. That could be fun. I don't think we've ever done a real follow-up.
I'm going to look like Fat Bastard from Austin Powers.
I'm going to love you.
I want you, baby.
I'm going to eat ye. So Rob Lowe was on the Rich Eisen show.
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking about Michael Myers during that scene, that the baby back ribs, that was all improvised.
I believe it. Those guys who come from improv, there's a level of excellence and craft that if you don't come from that, I don't think you can, you'll ever replicate it quite as easily and well.
I love bloopers when there's gaffes and actors keep breaking.
Yeah.
I love that because I'm like, if you don't break, that's why you get paid big bucks. How do you right. not laugh at some of this shit?
I totally agree. And it is funny, I think, just and then we will wrap this up, but great to see people who are doing this thing, especially in our culture, as celebrity is, we exalt it so much. So you see these people doing this, oh my God, this dream job. And there are so many guardrails in order to make a film or a television show or a play or anything as professional as you would expect it to be. There are a lot of boundaries you have to stay within. So when actors break from that, you kind of feel like, oh, they are actually a little bit like us.
Right. They're normal.
A little bit normal. Yeah. Small Town Super Fam, you guys are awesome. We would be so curious to hear if you had any New Year's resolutions yourselves, if you're willing to share. We always love hearing from you. Guess what? We'll see you next time. Small Town Dick's premium content is produced by Jessica Halstead and me, Yardley Smith, and co-produced by Detectives Dan and Dave. Our senior editor is Soren Bajan, and our editors are Christina Bracamontes and Aaron Phelps. Gary Scott is our executive producer, and our production manager is Logan Heftel. Logan also composed our theme music. Our social media maven is Monica Scott. The Real Nick Smitty and Aaron Gaynor are our associate producers. And last but not least, our books are cooked and cats wrangled by Ben Cornwell. Small Town Dicks is an Audio 99 production. Small Town Superfam, our team is forever grateful for your support. Hey, it's Yardley.
And Dan.
And Dave.
I know, we know, we're interrupting your episode. Don't panic, we hate that too.
But it's for a good reason. If you're deep in our back catalog, listening to older episodes, you sound like one of our super fans.
Which means you might want to take things a step further and join our super fam.
Because super fam members get every new episode of Small Town Dicks early and ad-free.
Plus, bonus content every single week, all year round, even between seasons.
Think deeper dives into the topics we touch on in the show. Extra cases.
It's basically like hanging out with us between episodes and between seasons. Also, it is the best way to support our team behind the scenes so we can keep bringing you the stories that you love.
And yes, there's a super fam community. And yes, there are enamel pins and tote bags.
That's right. We've got you covered.
Super fam, the tote bags, they're so cute. If you're ready to go deeper with Small Town Dicks, all you have to do is visit smalltowndicks.com/superfam. That's S-U-P-E-R-F-A-M. We can't wait to see you there.